Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Wednesday, hump day, the 22nd of February, 2023. Glad to have you along on hour number two of the big show today, along with our producer engineer, Mr. Zommers. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty decently. Yeah. It would be better. I didn't get much sleep, apparently, even though I didn't stay up that late. As I told Todd during the break.
You wear a Fitbit, right?
Yeah, I wear a Fitbit that I got for Christmas. Thanks, Mom. And it says that I only slept a little over 4 hours last night.
Wow. So, but you were actually in bed. You felt like you slept longer than that, but your body says no.
I guess I was waking up all the time. I don't know. Maybe my nose was plugged. Maybe. I have no idea.
Well, yeah, hopefully get yourself a little blanket and a pillow and take a nap this hour and enjoy yourself. Remember, you ever see a Seinfeld? There was an episode where George Costanza built like a bed underneath of his desk when he worked for the Yankees.
I think I saw that one.
Just take a nap in the middle of the day like that. No, there will be no napping during the show. Maybe afterwards we'll have a nap. But glad to have you along, Mr. Zommers. Glad to have all of you along as well. And we thank Trigvi Olsen for making the effort. And I know the signal wasn't always real clear there due to the phone connection, but glad to have him along. He was supposed to be here in the studio today, but had to leave town early in order to make a flight at O'Hare, and so he was traveling and kind enough to include us in his plans. Weather is the top story today, and so let's get into it. That is the big headline today on the 22nd of February, 2023. It is Wednesday at 8 minutes now past the hour of 9 o'clock. We'll start in Richland Center and go around the state here and tell you a little bit about what's happening, what you can expect. In Richland Center, there is a winter storm warning in effect now until 12 noon tomorrow, so be aware of that. Snow possibly mixed with sleet before 11 a.m. today. The snow will be going to all snow between 11 and noon, and then snow and sleet again afternoon. Patchy blowing snow as well. Breezy. Winds will be gusting up to 23 miles per hour, maybe even as high as 38 miles per hour later on. Expect 2 to 4 inches of accumulation in the Richland Center area today. The freezing kind of rain and snow mix will continue, maybe another inch or two possible later on tonight, and then tomorrow, expect another inch possible tomorrow. So if you add that all up, 4, 5, 6, so maybe 6, 7 inches of snow, maybe a little bit more locally towards northern Richland County. If you're looking at the maps there, basically Richland County, as we talked to Kara Foster from Weatherology last hour, the Richland County is kind of going to be the line, if you will, between the northern part of the storm and the southern part of the storm. So Richland County south is probably going to see a little bit more freezing rain and ice. There's actually an ice storm warning out for Grant County, which is in the far southwest part of the state. It kind of abuts southern Richland County. So an ice storm warning for Grant County, and then this mix of precipitation, maybe 5, 6, maybe 7 inches of snow total by the time it's all said and done on Thursday. And then north of Richland County, that's where the actual real heavier snow starts. So that kind of gives you a line from east to west there. So drive carefully. This ice and sleet mixture is certainly going to make things messy in and around Richland County and southwest Wisconsin for today. Heading up a little bit further north into central Wisconsin, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. Forecast for today, winter storm warning in effect today through 9 a.m. Until 6 p.m. tomorrow, winter storm warning. Today for Wausau, snow, patchy snow, winds up to 33 miles per hour, and about 2 inches of snow expected in Wausau today. Then for tonight, the snow will be heavy at times. Expect around an additional 7 inches of snow in Wausau. Continuing on through tomorrow, another 4 inches of snow. So well over a foot of snow expected in the Wausau area tomorrow, and then the blowing and drifting is going to come in and will make it even dicier in Wausau. Then in Amory, that is where things are really going to get hit hard. That is the bullseye of this storm, WLAK, Lake Air Radio in Amory today. A winter storm warning in effect until 12 noon tomorrow, and so be aware of that. We'll have snow throughout the entire day, blustery winds, 25 miles per hour. Actual snow accumulations today only about 1 to 2 inches. So more of the blowing things today. Then tonight, 6 to 10 inches of snow. And then tomorrow, an additional 3 to 5 inches of snow. So, you know, really moving up towards that 15 to 20, 21 inches total by the time all is said and done on Thursday up in Amory in northwest Wisconsin. So if you can avoid travel in the state of Wisconsin the next 24 to 40 hours, highly recommended. As we talked about earlier, particularly up around Wausau and especially into Amory, if you are going out in those kind of conditions, not only are you putting yourself at risk, but those emergency personnel, whether it's a tow truck, whether it's an ambulance, that sort of thing, that's going to have to come and get you, you're putting their lives at risk as well. So after this afternoon, if you do not have to be out on the roads, particularly in Amory and Wausau area, just don't, okay? Just stay home and take it easy and take care of yourselves. That's the main thing. And then in Richland County and parts south, you've got this kind of sleet and rain, freezing rain mixture, so be aware of that. It looks like a lot of the freezing rain is going to come in tomorrow during the day. And so morning commutes could be dicey as well. If you have to get to work tomorrow, allow yourself extra time. That is the weather forecast. We'll continue to watch this along with weatherology. We want everybody to stay safe. That is the big weather headline at this hour. We'll come back, take a look at the news headlines as well. Also going to talk a little bit more about Marjorie Taylor Greene calling for a national divorce. Do you agree with her? Should we get marriage counseling? We'll take your phone calls after this. Stay with us. You're on the Todd Allball Show and Civic Media.
In a month when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is 9:15. More Taylor Swift for us on a beautiful Wednesday morning right here.
Center. Yep. Yeah. You know, I just thought that if we're talking about divorce of the nation, We are never ever getting back together was a good fit.
I think that's, you know, when you need a good breakup song, go to Taylor Swift.
There's so many to choose from.
There's so many to choose from.
And they're almost all great.
They really are. I mean, I could listen to Taylor Swift all day. She's fantastic.
I say almost to cover my bases. I can't think of a bad one off the top of my head.
There probably is, but yeah, I can't either off the top of my head. It is 16 now past the hour of 9 o'clock on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. Todd Allball along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer engineer, talking about this breakup that unfortunately, U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has called for a national divorce. I'm not making this up. Between liberal and conservative states. And we talked about this a little bit last hour with Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project. Interested in what you think and what the fallout is on this. Give us a call. Area code 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. As Trigvi and I talked last hour, this really kind of represents, not really kind of, it does represent the truly crazy wing of the Republican Party and MAGA. And as Trigvi pointed out, he feels, and I'm with him on this, I don't think most folks in Wisconsin, even Republicans, even people who still call themselves Republicans, I don't think they are on board with this. I think they look at this and just say, are you serious? Give me a break. Because it's just goofy. So I want to take your calls. Give us a call again. Toll free. Won't cost you a dime. Area code 715-388-7155. Area code 715-388-7155. What's your opinion and take? Get into this news story here from NBC News on Marjorie Taylor Greene calling for a national divorce. Somebody is pushing back, though, on her. And that's former Congressman and still current Republican Liz Cheney, Republican of Wyoming. Former representative, now reading from NBC, Liz Cheney slammed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, on Monday for calling for the U.S. to have a, quote, national divorce to separate red and blue states and to shrink the federal government. In a tweet responding to Greene, a far-right Republican from Georgia. Cheney said the remarks were, quote, unconstitutional. Quote, our country is governed by the Constitution, Cheney tweeted. You swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Secession is unconstitutional. No member of Congress should advocate secession, Marjorie. Quote, then Green tweeted back. Cheney's tweet came hours after Green tweeted her controversial statement. Here is the statement. We'll read it for you. Quote, we need a national divorce. We need to separate by red states and blue states and shrink the federal government, Green wrote. Quote, everyone I talk to says this. From the sick and disgusting woke culture issues shoved down our throats to the Democrats' treacherous or traitorous American last politics, we are done, unquote. I mean, yeah, right? Okay, fine. Green, an ally of former President Donald Trump who supported the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack, previously suggested calling for a national divorce in 2021. Here's what she wrote. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene in a tweet from December 29th, 2021. She said, all is possible in a national divorce scenario. After Democrat voters and big donors ruin a state like California, you would think it wise to stop them from doing it to another great state like Florida. Brainwashed people that move from California and New York really need a cooling off period, unquote. So that was Marjorie Taylor Greene's tweet from 2021. Reading on in the story here in the NBC News, during her last term in Congress, Cheney faced backlash from fellow Republicans after she publicly condemned Trump over the Capitol attack. She was the vice chair of the House committee that investigated the attack and has remained a vocal critic of Trump's false claims and widespread election fraud during the 2020 presidential elections. Green's latest demand is among a series of incendiary remarks that have drawn backlash. Green was stripped of her committee assignments in the last Congress after she mused about executing Democratic lawmakers. She was appointed to the House Oversight and Homeland Security Committee at the start of the new Congress last month.
I think appointing her to the Oversight Committee is a huge oversight.
it's a big oversight. Green is angling to be Trump's running mate in 2024. She has reportedly sought to rebrand herself as a politician who can bridge divides in the GOP. Not in the country, in the GOP. What do you make of this? Give us a call. Weigh in. 715-388-7155. Again, the number to call. Toll free. Won't cost you a dime. 715-388-7155.
As always, ever since I found out she has kids, I hear her doing all this nonsense, and I'm like, man, I feel so sorry for them.
Yeah, right? I mean, have one of your parents out there.
I bet they get, besides the fact that it's possible their home life isn't great, especially if any of them are LGBT, I wouldn't be surprised if other kids bullied them in school. I hope they don't, right. But I wouldn't be surprised. That'd be just sad.
I don't know about her home life. I'm not sure that I want to know about her home
yeah,
life.
Yeah, I'm not saying yeah. We need details.
No,
or
no. To your point, though, it's unfortunate that anybody who is in her orbit has to put up with this. But as I pointed out last hour with Trevi Olson from the Lincoln Project, what I'm fearful of is that there is a fraction of people out there. There are a fraction of folks out there that listen to her. And could do, and Trigvi pointed out, folks that have mental health issues and follow this could really do some damage. And that's what really scares me, is that we have people out there calling for a national divorce, a secession, essentially. And again, I mean, how goofy is this? So what, you're going to have the red states secede from the rest of the United States so that you can have your own kingdom, basically, or whatever. So you want Texas to protect the border without any federal help. You want Florida to protect the border without any federal help. You want Mississippi, Alabama, to just be there with no... I mean, Mississippi is one of, not the poorest state in the union. They receive some of the most federal benefits of any state in America. In terms of food, welfare checks, support for the disabled. Without federal help and assistance, Mississippi would be SOL. So you really want to advocate for that, Marjorie Taylor Greene and mega Republicans? You want to go it alone? And how ironic that she attacks California and New York. Most populous states in the country. You're going to take out all those taxes that people in California and New York pay? And you're going to go it alone? Come on now. As Trigger pointed out, it's just, it's nonsensical, right? But it's meant to get people riled up. Meant to, again, divide us instead of bringing us together. No matter what you thought of Barack Obama as a president or from policy-wise, you have to admire a man, a person, that talks about, hey, we're not red states and we're not blue states. We're purple states. We're the United States of America. Our strengths are what make us stronger. As we've talked about in this program several times, when you sit down and get to know somebody and actually have a conversation with them, you find out that there's a lot more things that unite us than divide us. Things like community. I was listening to Sunrise in the Center a couple of days ago, which can be heard, incidentally, on WRCE 1450 and 107.7 in Southwest Wisconsin. Or you can always stream it as well by downloading the Civic Media app. It's free. Won't cost you a dime. Go to your app store on your phone. Type in Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media, and download it. Open it up, go to other stations on the left-hand side, hit other stations, and then scroll down to WRCE News from the Center. You can listen to Sunrise from the Center every morning from 5 until 8. Phil D brings you great country music, high school sports updates. Joanne Krulatz brings you news as news director and highlights from the morning show with Phil D from the day before. But a couple days ago on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE, Joanne Krulatz, news director, was interviewing teachers and also business folks, just people from around the community on the Ithaca schools, on Richland Center schools. And when you listen to those interviews, I had no idea what those people that were interviewed, I have no idea what their political persuasion is. But you know what they all said together, what they all had in common? Was their interest in, their love for, and their support of public schools and the teachers. And that's what we need more of. Phil and Hank Bray on both WRCE and WRCO in their roundup with Phil and Hank in the morning around 7:20. They took a quiz yesterday, had future Farmers of America kids, FFA kids, 10 of them, in the studio, giving them a quiz on the anniversary of the FFA. Of course, you know, their parents got to be proud. They're on the radio. The grandparents are proud listening to them on the radio. Talking about future Farmers of America. And it's not just kids that come from farm families. Anybody can join future Farmers of America if you want. And it's not just learning about agriculture. It's like learning about how to get along in your community, how to support your communities through agriculture. Might be beef farmers, might be dairy farmers. But it could also be people that are processors. We talked about the need for good locker plants. This country has a shortage of people who are licensed to work in locker plants. You know how much money you can make by going to Southwest Tech or another technical college and getting a degree in meat processing? How many locker plants in Wisconsin are in need of people like that? with those talents, those skills. You could find out those things through FFA. I have no idea how those kids and their families vote at the voting booth. I know that they care about their community. And everything we just talked about that happened on WRCE and WRCO this week, Marjorie Taylor Greene undermines all of that by trying to divide us amongst ourselves. Don't let her do it. Back after this, this is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Getting back
together. Let's do a little something from Cats, Paul, shall we?
Thank you. That's from before the show started. So I was singing that song, and then Mr. Zomers just found that clip. So there you go. A little blast in the past. A little late show with David Letterman from years ago. And Paul Schaefer, midnight, and the kiddies are sleeping. It is not midnight. It is 9:33 on a hump day, the Wednesday, the 22nd of January, 2023. Glad to have you along with us. Of course, the big news this morning. In terms of weather, a big major storm impacting Wisconsin today. And checking with Kara Foster from Weatherology this morning, this is going to be something that is going to be in our lives for about the next 48 hours or so. The entire state of Wisconsin is under some sort of winter storm warning. Most places, it is a winter storm warning in the far north part of the state. And I mean like up at Ashland along Lake Superior. There's actually a few counties that have blizzard warnings. And then in the far southern part of the state, meaning like Grant County along the Iowa and Illinois border there, the corner, and then stretching across the state line with Illinois, those counties down there, they have ice storm warnings, something we don't see a lot. We get kind of advisories for freezing ice or rain, but this is an ice storm warning for the very southern part of Wisconsin along the Illinois border. For the rest of the state, a winter storm warning. We're going to get basically two rounds of precipitation. Today, many of you are experiencing that in Amory, Richland Center, and Wausau. Anywhere from maybe 2 to 4 inches of snow possible throughout the day today. And then into tonight and tomorrow is when the big push is going to come. Many places up in Amory are going to see, 10, 11, 12 inches of snow plus up there. Down in the Richland Center area, probably more of a couple, 3 inches. And then in the middle part of the state, maybe 8, 10, 12 inches there. So basically, when you look at the snow totals, this big swath of north of Richland Center, south of La Crosse, and then go east and west, that line. So say from Sheboygan over to La Crosse, and then up to Eau Claire, perhaps, and then straight across. So that whole kind of central, north-central part of the state is going to see 12 inches plus when it's all said and done on Thursday. Anything north of Highway 29, north of Eau Claire, that's where you could see, especially from Eau Claire towards Minnesota, that whole area, including Amory, you could see snow in the 20-inch plus accumulation range there. So lots of precipitation going on. The main thing is, if you don't have to travel after this afternoon, probably a better idea if you don't. If you can work from home the next couple of days or put off travel, try to do that because roads are not going to be great wherever you are today. 36 now past the hour of 9 o'clock. Want to turn to another, kind of speaking the truth type of story here. And your phone calls are welcome. We're going to talk a little bit about Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, and giving... I don't like to give these folks at Fox too much airtime, but again, I think part of our job is to decipher what's going on and giving people the facts, the truth. So Tucker Carlson, the Fox News host, got access to January 6th video. I want to go through that a little bit. If you want to call in, talk about this or any other topic this morning, give us a call. Area code 715-388-7155. Again, 715-388-7155. Reading from a New York Times story here, Democrats protest McCarthy grant Tucker Carlson access to January 6th video. Dateline Washington by Luke Broadwater. Democrats on Capitol Hill expressed outrage on Tuesday. That's yesterday, after Speaker Kevin McCarthy granted the Fox News host Tucker Carlson and his staff access to thousands of hours of security footage from January 6, 2021, when a mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol, and I'll call it an insurrection. Mr. McCarthy, the newly elected Republican speaker, has been under intense pressure for weeks from his right flank to release the footage, which Mr. Carlson and other promoters of fringe theories allege is being hidden for nefarious reasons, which, of course, is not true. Federal prosecutors citing the Capitol Police have argued that the release of certain footage would reveal security procedures, including camera angles and politicians' escape routes, that could subject the building to greater risk. Representative Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat of New York, and the minority leader in the House, condemned the release of videos in a letter to fellow Democrats, saying the extreme mega Republicans in the House have provided tens of thousands of hours of sensitive Capitol security footage to a Fox News personality who regularly peddles in conspiracy theories and pro-Putin rhetoric. Tucker Carlson does get a lot of ratings, say that. Highly rated cable host who has cast the January 6th insurrection on the Capitol as part of a left-wing plot to discriminate against conservatives. He's argued that authorities are lying about the attack. He produced a documentary insinuating the violence may have been part of a false flag operation carried out by the government. All right, this is just nuts. All right, it's beyond crazy. Remember, I think we're going to have to keep talking about this story. We brought this up last week when Matt Flynn was on this program. By the way, if you want to do yourself a favor, set your alarm for 3:06 this afternoon. And at 3:06, tune into the Civic Media Network and listen to Matt Flynn direct. He is going to have a heyday. He's going to be in Judge Janet heaven. It's going to be fantastic. So he tells it like it is. The microphone goes on. The air light is on, and the lines are open. You're not woke if you don't know history, and away we go. Matt Flynn direct every afternoon on the Civic Media Radio Network. But last week when Matt Flynn was on this program, we talked about the fact that this is all connected. I want to connect this for you, okay? That's what we're here for. There was a story last week we did that Dominion, the company that makes these voting machines, that was attacked by Trump and the Republicans in the 2020 election. The Trump camp made up stories that the Dominion machines, voting machines, were accessible to fraud, they could be reprogrammed, or that false votes could be put in. None of it's true. None of it. And the mistake that Trump and his people made, as Matt Flynn pointed out, was that most of these Dominion voting machines were used in states and municipalities that Trump won. There weren't too many of them in the Biden win states, mostly in the South. So it's kind of a hard argument to make. But anyway, Trump and Fox News have been propagating these lies about the Dominion voting machines. So guess what? Dominion, who has a lot of clients overseas in countries where they hold elections, have lost a lot of money. Because nobody wants to, or very few people want to use Dominion voting machines anymore. So Dominion has a big lawsuit. Over $1 billion. They're suing Fox News. Fox Corporation, Robert Murdoch's group, saying that it wasn't just the fact that Fox News reported these lies. Dominion, in order to win this lawsuit, they have to prove malice, the legal form of malice. Now, we oftentimes think, well, malice just means you don't like something or you have a grudge against somebody. No, the legal form or the legal definition of malice is that you know something's not true, but yet you repeat it anyway. That's the legal form. And so Dominion is going to court to try and prove that the Fox News Corporation had malice. They knew that what they were saying about the Dominion voting machines was a lie, and yet they used it anyway. So during the course of a trial, or during the course before you go to actually the courtroom, you have something called discovery and depositions, where people have to be sworn under oath, and both sides get to basically question the witness under oath. And there are also subpoenas involved in that. So out of this trial, what has come out, kind of as a sidebar, if you will, is that Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and others, including Murdoch himself, they knew and they said that there's texts and emails amongst them, and there are sworn statements under oath. They knew that Trump lost the election. They knew that the Trump lies were lies. And yet they went on the air and said it anyway. There's documented sworn evidence by Tucker Carlson saying he knows these guys are nuts, meaning the Trump people. And yet he goes on the air and he says it anyway because they want the ratings, because he wants to get paid. All right? So now, what happens? The same group of liars, and I can call them that because it's been proven under oath, now they went to Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, second in line to the presidency, behind the vice president, and said, yeah, we want access to all those January 6th security tapes that the January 6th committee had. Well, as the Times story points out here, what do a lot of those security tapes include? Camera angles that aren't generally seen to the public. And perhaps security measures such as secret escape routes for members of Congress and others. And now you're going to put that on in the hands of these people who are pretty darn friendly with Putin. Go to the lines. Take your calls. We have Tom in Richland County. Tom, thank you very much for calling in. What do you make of this morning?
I think it's all pretty nutty. For those of you, I don't know if you said it already this morning, but Marjorie is interested in going blue and red states. Her state's blue now. She's got to move.
Right? she will have to move.
We got two Democratic senators, and we just elected Biden there, you know?
Right, she's from Georgia, so yeah, Georgia has gone blue. Go ahead.
Yeah. The other thing is, I was raised in a Christian church and all, and we learned all about dividing the fishes, multiplying the fishes, dividing the loaves, and you know, taking the Good Samaritan and all this stuff. And all this Christian nationalism is just so different. There's 28 some churches here in Richland County, each of which has exactly the right analysis of what's going on, I know. But they're all Christian, and there's too many people playing this Christian nationalism game that has nothing to do with what the gentleman himself was talking about. So that's concerning to me, too. But as far right. as this information going to the Fox News Network, what is going on? I mean, why wouldn't you just give it to everybody? Why would you give it to Fox? It's just crazy. I don't know.
Well, I think it's the security factor I was talking about, right? I mean, it's do you really want these secret routes for members of Congress and other things that keep our members safe, both Republicans and Democrats? Why do you want that out in the hands of somebody like Fox News that could very well turn it over to Putin or anybody else?
Yeah, that too. It's like a cartoon thing that's gotten out of control. So I think the election last night is an example of us finally, after 13 years since Ag 10, turning the page. And mm-hmm. I hold state Democrats partly responsible for not doing the right thing when they had the three major votes, the Assembly, the Senate, and the governor back in the pre-2010s. But right. We got 13 years of damage. It's going to take another decade or two to fix it, but I think yesterday was a good start. So and thanks for all your work. We really appreciate all you're doing about the campus and everything, too, buddy.
Well, we appreciate you, Tom. Thank you for calling in. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Tom in Richland County out there. God's country. I mean, it's he makes an excellent point that why are you turning all these things over to these guys? But there is hope. And that is in Judge Janet Protasiewicz getting the win and winning Richland County last night. And perhaps a page indeed has been turned, long ways to go. We'll come back and talk more on this after a little break here on the Todd Allbull Show and Civic Media.
How many folks in the audience, and this is rhetorical, I really don't want to know. How many of you folks watch that American Idol program? That's what I thought. Okay.
No, everybody does.
Last night, did you see it last night? The contestants perform, you know, every week they perform songs from a different person.
Yeah.
The great composer Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh,
everybody had to do all Andrew Lloyd Webber songs.
I see.
You know? Like midnight and the kitties are sleeping downstairs by the furnace. Birdies are cheeping. Just an example. I could have had another career.
Little pitchy, Dave.
Thank you very much, dog.
Showing us now at 9:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thomas played that cut of Letterman there. And I said, I got done. And I said, that's great. Maybe we'll use that in hour number three. And he says, no, that was actually in the show.
So yeah.
I didn't know that, but that's fantastic.
I counted it down a little early because
like,
I figured.
Because I was looking at my clock and I'm like, is the clock off? Is what's going on?
Nope, I was because I started it with a Letterman Katz clip, so I wanted to end it with one.
I've lost all control. I don't know what's going on at this point. Here's what I do know. We want to take more of your calls. You can call area code 715-388-7155, toll free. Won't cost you a dime. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Be like Tom in Richland County. Give us a call. Tell us your thoughts on this Tucker Carlson stuff and the Fox News stuff and what the heck is going on with Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, now giving Fox Newsers access to all the secret, not secret, but confidential footage of the January 6th insurrection. And by the way, what's going on in the New York Times? The story I'm going to read from here, I'm not going to read everything because, quite frankly, what they're doing is they're giving Republicans all this print and repeating all these lies from Fox and from McCarthy. Again, this is what they're trying to do on the other side, folks. I don't want to call it the other side. That's not fair. Because if we've done this program before, there's a lot of folks that voted Republican that are not terrible people. My beef isn't with people in Western Wisconsin and rural Wisconsin that voted for Trump. My beef is with Trump. My beef is with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And the reason is that, like our first guest this hour, Trygve Olson, I was never as high up in the Republican Party as Trygve, but, you know, I had some access. I was in a lot of meetings behind closed doors. I know how this party works. And I was there to see it start to degrade and change over time. And it angers me. It angers me that the people that are leading the Republican Party, both in Wisconsin and in nationally today, they're using people in Wisconsin. All the good folks that go to dairy breakfasts and that you see at the bar and the bowling alley. All those hardworking folks that make our communities work. They have a Trump bumper sticker on and probably voted for him. The joke's on all of you. Because the reality is, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Donald Trump and Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu, they don't care about you. They don't. They're using you to get power for themselves. And so all I'm trying to do is point out the truth. Because I've been there. And I feel it's my responsibility. Because quite frankly, spending almost 30 years in the Republican Party getting Republicans elected, and now having left in 2011 and looking back, personally, most the people that I personally worked for were good people. Might not always agree on every single thing, but you never agree with everybody on every single thing. But they were uniters. Former Congressman Steve Gunderson of the 3rd Congressional District was a uniter. Had people going after him all the time. still trying to find ways to bring people together with agriculture, with education, higher education, Pell Grants, continuing ed for non-traditional students. All things that Steve Gunderson fought for, worked for. State Senator Dale Schultz from Richland Center worked with Tommy Thompson and grant money for a new sewer system in Yuba for higher education. Guess what? The campus of Richland Center was funded when Dale Schultz was in office. Worked with UW-Platteville at the time. Represented that. Juneau County, cranberry growers, cattle growers, or cattlemen, corn growers. And yes, worked for and fought for education as well. Always, wasn't always on the right side or was in agreement with education 100% of the time. But stood up and was the only Republican in the Senate to vote against Act 10. Scott Klug, Congressman Scott Klug, stood up for the rural parts of the state, but also was one of the people that Republicans that voted for the assault weapon ban in the 1990s. But also got money for agriculture in the state of Wisconsin. Did all kinds of good to get kids from across South Central Wisconsin into the military academy boards, into the military academies. Many of whom I know supported our military endlessly, Scott Klug did. These are people that brought communities together, who could work with people on both sides of the aisle to make our communities better. Those are people I believed in and wanted to help get elected, and that's why I did it. But now looking at what the Republican Party has become, I'm embarrassed. But I'm frustrated and ticked off at the leaders of the Republican Party because, again, the joke is on the people who vote for him, who work second and third shift, who are driving used cars, who are working two jobs and driving 30 miles one way for one of them, who's living paycheck to paycheck, who loves to listen to country music and loves this country just as much as you or me. Not bad people. But you get people like Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Kevin McCarthy and Marjorie Taylor Greene ginning y'all up. Ginning you up. Because they create an enemy. And they want you to think the enemy is your neighbor. I'm here to tell you it's not. And then you got the New York Times repeating this crap. Repeating these lies. That somehow January 6th wasn't an insurrection. Somehow it was made up. Done by the liberals. Done by the government. That is just conspiracy theory crap. There's no truth to it, you guys. There's no truth to it. So don't let them fool you. Be better than that. You are better than that. We'll be better next hour as well. Coming up on hour number 3, stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.